Grace and peace to you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, our King, who rules all things, the one we bow down and worship this holy day. Amen. I want to talk about the gospel, Matthew 22. We pray, Lord, always richly bless the teaching, the reading, the hearing, the preaching, the receiving of your holy word, for you have the words of eternal life. Grant us the Holy Spirit and give us faith to believe. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, in life, there are givers and there are takers. Which one are you? In life, there are people that give and give and give. They just give a lot. They're generous. They help. And then there are people that take a lot and take, and they're always looking for someone to help them. You a giver or a taker? Well, today, as always, we focus our attention on our Lord, and He is the ultimate giver. He gives and gives and gives and keeps giving and keeps giving and keeps giving. And He gives today His absolution. He gives today His holy word. He gives today the forgiveness of sins, the Spirit. He gives and gives onward into heaven. Our gospel lesson today is about Jesus the giver. He talks about giving, if you saw it there in the gospel, and all the crowds marveling at what He says. That's our theme today, Jesus the giver. Great word for Jesus. You can say Jesus saves, Jesus loves, Jesus forgives, Jesus redeems, Jesus dies, Jesus rises. It's all true. A great verb is Jesus gives. Say it with me. Jesus gives. Four things that He gives. First of all, on a very shallow, simple level, Jesus, as He says in the gospel, He gives to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. Jesus, when He lived on the earth, was a good citizen, as far as we know, a very good citizen. He obeyed the laws, as long as the laws didn't contradict His Father's laws. Jesus paid His taxes. He basically is saying, pay your taxes rightly. Good citizen. He showed proper respect for authorities, even though they hated Him. And after all, He's God. He's the one that deserves reverence. But He was respectful to the Sanhedrin when they brought Him onto trial. He was quiet and respectful, even though they slapped Him and hit Him. Before Pontius Pilate and Herod, He was respectful, quiet. Good citizen. He gave to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. And He would teach us the same thing. Christians should live as good citizens. Be the best citizen. And obey the laws as long as the laws don't contradict God's laws. We ever have to watch out for that. We pay our taxes. We obey the laws. Good citizens. Render to Caesar what is Caesar's. The Lord is teaching us that government is not some evil curse. Sometimes we think that. But government is not meant to be some evil curse. Government's a gift of God just to make things livable. So there's not anarchy and we steal and kill each other at will. There's peace and we can live and they protect us from evil. They're not perfect, far from it, but they're a gift of God, and so give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. But in these words, the Lord is teaching us a lot more than just be a good citizen. Really, He's teaching us what kind of Messiah He is. For the Jews were not expecting the Messiah to come and give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. The Jews wanted a Messiah that would give Caesar a sword in his belly and rebel against Caesar and kill Caesar and his whole government and set up their own government. That's the Messiah. He will not give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. He will destroy Caesar. And Jesus says none of that, for He's showing He's not that type of Messiah. They've underestimated Him. He has not come to destroy Rome. He's come to take on a bigger foe, the devil and the kingdom of the demons and sin and death and all of hell. That's what He's come to destroy. He can squish Rome anytime He wants to. He can squish China when He wants to. He can squish America when He wants to. Any nation. He used Cyrus. He uses all leaders and people according to His goodwill, which is always for the sake of the church and the gospel. It's a goodwill. You know, if I ask the kids, If you have a stink bug in your house, or you have a lion in your house, what's the bigger problem, a stink bug or a lion? And the answer is, lion. A stink bug might stink up your house, but a lion, watch out. Rome is a stink bug. Nations are stink bugs. God can squish them anytime he wants. That's not going to save anybody from damnation. Our God in Christ has come to destroy the lion, the devil, and to release us and give us eternal life and destroy sin and death. Secondly, Jesus comes to do a lot more than to give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. As Jesus says, he comes to give God what belongs to God. Now we're getting deeper and much more difficult, much more serious. Jesus says, give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, guys. Pay your taxes. But here's the real question. Are you giving to God what belongs to God? Now there's the question, you rascals, trying to deceive me. And what belongs to God? Let's see, what belongs to God? Your tithe. You give 10%, you're giving God what belongs to God, right? Baloney. Every dime you have belongs to God. I give God an hour on Sunday morning after I watch the Vols lose again. I got up early, Pastor. I'm giving God his hour. The rest of the day is mine. The week is mine. Baloney. Every second of your life belongs to God. I pray. I do a kind act. I do a little charity over here. I'm giving to God. Baloney. What belongs to God is your breath, your heartbeat, your life, your eyes, your ears, your hands, your feet, your toenails, your liver, your stomach, your knees, your ankles, your time, your talents, your treasures, your whole life and being and mind. It all belongs to God. He made it all. And so are we giving to God what belongs to God? Another way of saying it, do we love God with all our heart, soul, and strength? God deserves perfect obedience, perfect honor, perfect worship, perfect prayer, perfect submission. My whole life is yours, God. I obey you in everything. And we all fail miserably. And this is what Jesus gets at with his little object lesson. He says, show me a denarius. And they show him a denarius, a coin. Whose likeness is on that coin? Caesar's. We'll give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. The lesson is this. Now, consider, where is God's likeness? Where has God put his likeness? And the answer is, he's put his likeness in you. So give to God what belongs to God, which is yourself, and all that you are and all that you have. We fail. They should be on their knees repenting. We don't give to God what belongs to God, and I don't have a chance. There's one person who gave to God what belongs to God, and that's Jesus. He's the one that will give to God what belongs to God. He's the one who will love God with all his heart, soul, and strength. He's the one that gave his hands and eyes and his whole life to God, every heartbeat to God, every breath to God. He gave it at the cross where he died. He gave perfect obedience to his Father. He's the only one who obeyed faithfully and truthfully. The only one who submitted and gave God proper worship and proper prayer and gave a perfect life to God. That's what God deserves and we owe him. And Jesus is the only one. He's talking about what he's doing, giving to God what belongs to God. And here's the real wonderful news. He did that not for his own sake, not just to show off. Look at me. I'm giving to God what belongs to God. Can't you follow me? None of us can do that. He gives to God what belongs to God as our substitute. He takes our place because he knows we can't do it. He gives God perfect obedience because all we do is sin. Perfect submission because all we do is stray. And when we have faith, and are baptized, Jesus' perfect life, his perfect obedience, him giving to God what belongs to God, all that Jesus did, his righteousness, his holiness, all that is credited to you and I. That's the power of baptism. That's the power of faith. You cling to Christ, his holy, perfect life is credited to you. And so in the Father's eyes, you've given to God what belongs to God through Christ. Praise be to Christ. You know, I read where there are six people in the world that look exactly like you. I don't know if I want to meet them. I have a hard enough time looking in the mirror, William. That's what they say. There are six people in the world that look exactly like you, and there's a 9% chance you will meet one of them. How we thank our God that he came to look like us. He came to be us, a human being, to do all that we cannot do, to fulfill the law and to give God what belongs to God for our sake. And there's not a 9% chance we meet Jesus, we meet him today. He's right here with grace and mercy. But there's more. He gives to Caesar, he gives to God. And then thirdly, Jesus, and this is grace and mercy beyond our knowing, but Jesus gives to God what belongs to man also. To take it a step further, Jesus gives to God what belongs to man. And this is the wonders of the cross. Now think with me, what belongs to mankind? What belongs to men and women, boys and girls? What belongs to us? Sin, wickedness, death, hell, condemnation, and all the consequences of sin. Ebola, enterovirus, disease, sickness, cancer, war, fear, guilt, regret, pain, suffering. That's what belongs to mankind because we sin. And at Calvary's cross, Jesus gives and gives. He gives to himself because he's God. He gives to himself as God what belongs to us. He takes on our sin. He takes on our death. He takes on our hell. He takes on Ebola. He takes on enterovirus. It's already been in him. He suffered for all of it. Cancer, fear, pain, suffering, death, every second of hell. He takes that all into himself as God to deliver us and save us. That's why we're perfect in heaven. And there's no disease, no sickness, no pain, no death. It's not magic. It all was absorbed by the Son of God. God took into himself what belongs to man at the cross. And you sit and wonder whether God loves little old you. Just adore the cross. He gave to God what belongs to man. What a God of grace. You know, they say that if you sit 11 hours a day, there's a 50% chance you will die in 3 years. I got to get off my duff. I don't know who says that. I guess doctors say that. You need to get up. You need to work. You need to do something. You can't just sit around all the time. You're going to die. Praise be to the Son of God. He didn't come to sit. He didn't come to be served and sit on the throne. Come serve me. I'm going to sit here. Come serve me. He came to work and work and work and serve and serve and serve and teach and teach and teach and heal and heal and heal. And above all, his work is to hang on a cross, not to sit and do nothing. But he hangs on a cross 6 hours and bleeds and dies and yells, "It is finished." He is God who takes what belongs to us. And then there's one more thing he keeps on giving. Jesus also gives to man what belongs to God. Wow, this is incredible mercy. He gives to us human beings what belongs to God. This is the cross also. The cross is the great exchange where he gives to himself God what belongs to us, which is evil, sin, and death, and hell, and gives to us what belongs to him, which is glory and grace and paradise. Wow. At the cross, he takes my sin and gives me what belongs to him, which is salvation. He takes my wickedness and gives me his righteousness. He takes my guilt and my grave and gives me glory and grace upon grace. He takes my death and gives me life. He takes my hell and gives me heaven. He gives to man what belongs to God. There are three things that the human brain cannot resist. Did you know that? Three things the human brain simply cannot resist, they say. Food, I agree. An attractive person, that's why I got to keep looking at my wife. And danger. Oh, how I pray the Spirit help us to ever see these things. May we by the Spirit see the wonderful food and be attracted to the food of God's Word. He gives us what belongs to him, his holy Word. After church for us, the sacrament, absolution. That's the food we need. May we ever be attracted to it. We had to have it. And oh, may we ever, we can't resist the beautiful person among us. That beautiful person is Jesus, beautiful Savior. He doesn't look so beautiful. But oh, the beauty and the attraction of the Son of God dying for me. May I never take my eyes off the cross. And when I leave, may I ever be aware of danger. And that danger drives me to Christ and drives me to church and drives me to His Word and drives me to hold on. Jesus the giver. He gives to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, yes. But more so, He gives to God what belongs to God. He gives to God what belongs to man. He gives to man what belongs to God. Praise be to Jesus, the giver. Amen. We stand.